Well, today, May 21st, is the rather a new feast day that Pope John Paul II added to the church calendar before he died, the feast day of St. Christopher Magellanus and Companions. These were the priests and lay people that were killed in Mexico during the Civil War, and most of them were martyred between 1915 and 1937. And it's very inspiring to read about these wonderful men and women who gave their lives for Christ in defending the Catholic faith against the very anti-Catholic government that had come in to take away religious freedom. So again, very similar things beginning to happen in our own country. So we need to read and study about what happened in Mexico to see more and more of this religious persecution that occurred in Mexico. St. Christopher Magellanus was born in 1869. As a young man, he was a farmer, as were his parents, but he felt called to become a priest, and so he entered the seminary. And of course, in those days, more and more the religious persecution was growing, so it was against the law to really work as a priest in public. But he was able to enter the seminary at age 19, became a priest at age 30, and he then, as a priest, founded Catholic schools, also founded some other things like carpentry shops. He helped to the community to build a dam. He was very involved in evangelization of the indigenous people. He established a mission. And then in 1914, the government closed the seminary. And so he opened his own seminary in his parish. And he had 17 students. He was then, after a few years, arrested on May 21st, 1927, as he was on his way to say Mass at a farm. And as he was being arrested, he gave away his possessions to his executioners, gave them absolution, and without a trial, was put to death. He was beatified by John Paul II in 1992 and canonized 8 years later in the year 2000, along with 21 other priests and lay people. So there were 21 diocesan priests and 3 laymen that Pope John Paul II beatified and canonized a few years back. Most of them were part of the Cristeros movement against this anti-Catholic government. As Father Christopher was being, before he was being shot to death by the firing squad, he proclaimed, "I am innocent and I die innocent. I forgive with all my heart those responsible for my death. I ask God that the shedding of my blood may serve to help promote the peace of our divided Mexico." So he gave his life as a martyr for the Catholic faith, for Jesus Christ, and for the people of Mexico. Now, if you've seen the movie For Greater Glory, how many of you got to see that last year, For Greater Glory? It was the movie that came out, one of the best things Hollywood has produced in a long time. And it was with Andy Garcia. And Father Christopher is played by Peter O'Toole, the great actor Peter O'Toole. So if you haven't seen the movie, you should rent it and watch it, because it's very well done. And you see this, for example, the young altar boy who was martyred for his Catholic faith as well. He's beautifully portrayed in that movie, as is St. Christopher, Father Christopher. And he was killed in his priestly vestments by the firing squad. Again, very similar to Father Miguel Pro. Those of you who have read the life and studied the life of Father Miguel Pro, that before he died, he shouted, "Long live Christ the King." Most of the Cristeros and the other Catholics that were faithful to God at that time, when they were martyred, they would shout out, "Long live Christ the King and the Virgin of Guadalupe." That was their final words that they spoke before they were either hanged or before they were shot to death by the firing squad. So you see how this anti-Catholic government began to take away the freedoms of the church. First, they would only allow things like, Sunday Mass, and they would not allow, you know, priests to wear their Catholic garb and walk down the street dressed as a priest. And they began to one by one gradually take away the freedoms of the church. They wouldn't let people evangelize. They wouldn't let people knock on doors. And then little by little, they would even try to stop the seminaries, and they would try to close the seminaries and to take away religious freedom. So again, I do encourage you to rent the movie For Greater Glory, because you see that it was a movie about religious freedom. So again, I do encourage you to watch that and be inspired by these great saints. So we pray, St. Christopher and companions, pray for us.